Good Erev Shabbos. It is time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. We do not have our normal music because we are now in the 3 weeks, a time in which we are mourning and grieving and feeling the absence of that wholeness and completion, the presence of Hashem. We don't have the music to lift and stir our soul. We have to make the music for ourselves. That's the Shabbos Zmiros. Shabbos, there are Zmiros. Shabbos, we sing. We don't stop singing. The Gemara records a machlokas. Ikar Shira B'peh or Ikar Shira B'kli is the core of song. What is central to song? What we play with our instruments, or what we sing, what we produce with our mouth. Ikar Shira B'peh, Shabbos, we sing Zmiros, we lose ourselves in song and melody and joy and happiness. And even in a 3 weeks, even in a time where we cannot listen to music, we still can and must produce the music. I want to thank our generous series sponsors, my dear friends, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, Sotzchai, Rivka, Tzipora Friedel, in memory of our Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Tzvi, Ben David Aryeh. Today I want to look at a piece by the Bnei Yisaschar, the Helig of the Holy Bnei Yisaschar, the great Chassidish Rebbe, who wonders the following. On Shabbos, even a person who's very careful all week long, you don't make a mezonos or hamotzi, a person who doesn't eat carbs or gluten all week long, Shabbos comes. Shabbos, there's Lechem Mishnah. Shabbos, we commemorate the miracle of the man. Shabbos, we tap into the two loaves of bread. And so we have to have at least a minimum. We have to bite into at least a little bit of challah. And not only do we make hamotzi and do we fulfill Lechem Mishnah, do we commemorate and remember the miracle of the man, but afterwards we bench. We thank Hashem for the bracha in our life. And in benching on Shabbos, we have an additional paragraph. In benching on Shabbos, we have an additional phrase, Ritzei. We ask Hashem that our rest should be pleasant and pleasing to Him. Uvritzoncha niach lanu Hashem Elokeinu, and with your will, Hashem, you bestowed to us, you bequeathed to us. Shelo teit sara v'yagun v'anacha. We ask and we long, Hashem, please, let there not be any pain or anguish, let there not be anxiousness or distress, b'yom menuchaseinu. This is our day of rest. This is our day of relaxation. This is our day of peace and serenity and calm. Hashem, let there not be any anguish, any aggravation. Let everything go smoothly. Let everything go well. Let there be no tension. Let there be no conflict. Let there be no crisis. Let there be pain-free. Shelote tzara v'yagon v'anacha b'yom menuchaseinu. And wonders the Bnei Yisaschar Yedish Bonin. Lama partu b'yom menuchaseinu demashma b'incha yamim ein kpeida. It sounds like Sunday through Friday, I can live with a shtickle tzara yagon anacha. It's okay if there's pain and anguish and crisis. Why are we only davening for this for Shabbos? Why does it come up in Ritzei? I would think it would come up for every day of the week. It should be part of our normal davening routine. Says the Holy Bnei Yisaschar, v'anir api mashikos v'arav yir kodesh bal orachayim. He quotes from the Holy Orachayim HaKodesh, Rav Chaim ben Atar, on Parshas Yisro. Torah says, ki sheshes yomim masa Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, created the world in 6 days. Shashem Yisbaruch lo asa kiim sheshes yamim. The Orachayim understands, it's not that God created the world in 6 days, rested on the seventh day, but the world was in motion, in perpetuity. It's not that Hashem indefinitely enabled creation to continue. He created the world for 6 days. V'shuv bara es yom haShabbos. It was a 6 day contract. It was a 6 day creation. It's a 6 day world, an experiment. And then he created Shabbos. V'ayidei kedushas haShabbos nevram shuv v'yotzu min hakoach al hapoel sheshes yamim v'cheinu kol yimos olam. Shabbos creates a renewal of the contract. Each and every weekend, Hashem renews the contract for 6 more days. And whether it will continue, and whether it will renew, and whether it will refresh, that's up to us and our Shabbos. It's only Mikoach HaShabbos. It is the power of Shabbos, the rest and serenity in Shabbos. It is the focus and centrality of Shabbos. That's what energizes and drives. That's what gives power to the rest of the week. Nimtza Shabbos hu sharashi l'chol sheshes shemei maisa. Shabbos is the core, the source, the seed that nourishes the entire week. Bnei Yisaschar quotes an Orachayim, a very beautiful insight. He says, you know, if at the moment of conception, God forbid, there's a chromosomal abnormality, if the moment of conception there is a flaw, a virus, a compromise, then it will express itself later at birth, it will express itself during gestation, it will express itself during development, but it all really began when? It began when conception, when the seed was first conceived in the egg to begin with. Similarly, he says, the same is true when it comes to a seed that you put in the ground. If there's a problem, if the ground doesn't receive the seed, if it's not nourished, if the seed is corrupted or compromised, something is wrong with it, it'll express itself in something which is wrong with the tree or the sapling. However, it all begins with the seed. And what's true, Masha Enkein, Kishahushos Vazrihu Bishlemus Yotzem Ha'anafim Mushlamim. When the seed is healthy and well, when it's full and complete, it will produce and create something healthy and well that will be able to fully develop. If it has a virus, if it's compromised, if it's somehow corrupted, then it will create something which is incomplete, something which has a problem. What's true in the world of the conception of the seed in the field, in the ground, in the soil, what's true in the world of the conception of the seed of life of humanity, is also true in time. Shabbos is the seed. It nourishes, from it blossoms the entire week. Our whole week is an extension of the Shabbos that we had. That's what I'm trying to tell you. V'zeh nusach tefilaseinu, shelo tehei tzara v'yagon v'anacha when? B'yom menuchaseinu. Says the Heilige B'nai Yisachar. That's why on Shabbos we ask specifically, let there be no crisis, no emergency, no urgency. Let there be no tension, no conflict, no pain, no anguish. Let Shabbos be peaceful and serenity. Let us be energized by it. Let us spend our time talking and laughing and singing with one another and with Hashem and in conversation with ourselves, because we need that Shabbos. We need Shabbos. V'kevin sh'yom ha'menucha shu sh'rashil l'chol sheshes yimei ha'maseh yeh mushlam b'li choser az b'vada yavo sheshes yimei ha'maseh mushlamim v'havein. He says that only when it is complete and whole and full, only when we are ready and healthy, then it can drive, then it can uplift the entire week. That's the attitude that we have to go into our Shabbos. We have to go into our Shabbos with our family, with ourselves, with our neighbor, with our friends, that our Shabbos meals and our Shabbos conversations are not going to deplete us of energy. They're not going to leave us feeling regret. They're not going to make us question, was that the best version of myself? Did I really need to or want to be talking about those things? Did I want to be present during that? It should do the opposite. It should say, ah, geschmack. This Shabbos leaves me energized. I'm ready to take on the week. I am ready to face. I'm ready to confront whatever comes my way. I feel grounded and strong in my emunah and in my relationships and in my davening and in myself. I've experienced b'yom menuchaseinu, a day of rest. A rest from the politics and a rest from the differences and divisiveness and a rest from the conflict and a rest from the senes chinam. To experience a rest, physical and spiritual and emotional. Because if we experience that on Shabbos, we could take on the rest of the week. And that's why the B'nai Yisachar says, this tefillah that please Hashem, b'yom menuchaseinu, why don't we ask, spare us from tzara v'yagon v'anacha every day of the week? Spare us from pain and crisis and anguish every day of the week? Why specifically and only on Shabbos? Because everything emanates from Shabbos. It extends and it draws from Shabbos. It comes from our attitude of Shabbos. So wishing everyone a serene and tranquil, a peaceful and a loving Shabbos. A Shabbos that is free of anguish and suffering. A Shabbos that is filled with rest, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. That we go in mindfully and consciously, and that we work with intentionality to be able to achieve such a Shabbos. A Shabbos which is healthy, a Shabbos which is happy, and the Shabbos which is holy.